We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Welcome back to The Spark. I am your host, Asia Tab. This week calls for another heat wave, and the cost of keeping cool is expected to rise at least 12% this summer, according to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. Joining us is Dan McCunney with NRG to offer some tips on lowering our energy bills. Thanks for being with us today, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, Dan, we know that cutting back on our energy usage does help lower those energy bills, but why else should we restrict that energy usage?
Well, it's going to, like you said, first of all, help lower your energy bills. It's also going to make your home more efficient. So it's going to be operating at peak performance if you take some small, simple steps that that anyone can really take in their home. So turning down the thermostat can really help lower your energy bills, but also make your system operate more efficiently. Closing the blinds can be really helpful in lowering the temperature of your home, especially on these really hot days. That can be a really helpful way to cool off your home without doing much in the way of operating any of your thermostat or anything like that. So that can be a really helpful tip for lowering your energy costs and lowering the temperature of your home. The other thing that you can do is nowadays, smart thermostats, you can set a schedule and your home can operate at peak efficiency while you're not there, or while you're there and while you're sleeping at night. All those things can have a really dramatic impact on your energy bill and your energy usage.
Dan, what type of trends are you seeing as far as energy consumption this summer, just so far?
Well, so far this summer, it's been a pretty hot summer. So, and that seems to be the case nationwide, so not just localized to any one area. So I think these tips and these types of actions that homeowners can take can really be effective regardless of where you're living. As energy costs go up, as temperatures start to rise, not even just in the summertime, it seems like it's getting hotter and hotter earlier. People can really benefit from helpful ways to manage their bills and manage their energy usage.
During the winter season, right, we see an increase in those energy bills as well, I guess, as we're using the heaters. Do you see more of an increase usually in the summer or in the wintertime?
Usually in the wintertime, because in the summertime you have folks who have HVAC systems or air conditioners, and then you have also folks that don't have those devices. But in the wintertime, most everyone is using heat in their home, so energy costs are going to generally go up during that period. So we're generally seeing more energy consumption in the wintertime because cold's affecting everybody and everybody needs to turn their heat up. In the summertime, it's a little bit different. You can, find other ways to get cool outside of your home in ways that you can't necessarily do in the wintertime quite as easily.
Wow. And you spoke a lot about a few tips to lower the energy usage. Does solar panels contribute to lower energy bills?
Absolutely. Yeah. Solar panels can help lower your energy bills. They'll make your house more energy efficient. You'll be able to, in some cases, sell your energy back into the grid, which can be really helpful. So it's certainly something worth looking into if that's of interest. Solar panels can really help lower your energy costs and help defray some of those exorbitant bills that some people get in the summertime when their thermostat is really driving the cost of their energy.
And like, what's the process of going about solar panels? It's just we call someone from NRG or anywhere, and they put like those panel things on our homes. How do we go about that, and how long of a process is it?
Yeah, so they'll come out and they'll do an assessment of your house. Generally, solar panels are south facing, so they're absorbing as much solar during the day as possible, and solar energy during the day as possible. So you want to make sure they're angled correctly. They'll assess the type of roof structure you have, and a lot of times they can do that either remotely or they'll come out and visit your house. And then from there, it's just assessing how many panels might the home need, and then the cost to install and hook up those panels. So it can be a little bit of a lengthy process from start to finish, but over the length of the time that you'll have those solar panels on your home, that kind of helps defray that initial cost.
And with those solar panels, we talked about homeowners having those. Do people in apartments have a chance of getting solar panels?
You know, it's probably not as common for folks in apartments to do it, unless your landlord or property manager elects to install those on the property. But it's something that I think more and more you'll see the use of solar as the technology becomes better. You'll see the use of solar increase across many applications.
And if you're just now joining us, we're speaking with Dan McHoney, who is a spokesperson for NRG. We're talking about tips on lowering our energy bills and energy usage all around. So, Dan, the temperature that we keep in our home has a big impact on our energy usage. Why is that?
Well, it's certainly in the summertime. Any degree that you go down, it's going to generally increase your cost by about 7%. So, you do the math over an extended heat wave and the course of the summer, adjusting that thermostat and bringing it down too frequently or too much is really going to drive up your cost. So and you can see that on your bills. A lot of times you'll get a bill that will show you where you're using your energy the most and what times of day you're using your energy. So you can play around with it and adjust it, based on your level of comfort. But even going up a degree can really make a huge impact on your bill. So we just like to remind people that, that kind of stuff does have an impact. And to remember that when it does get hot, if you're comfortable at a degree or two higher, then keep it there, and you'll save your wallet some pain when your bill comes in.
Wow. And speaking of that, the summer is typically when we plan vacations and we leave our homes for days at a time. How do we conserve energy during the times when we won't be home?
So you can turn your thermostat up a couple of degrees to make sure that your home is still cool, but not, what you might have if you were physically there. A lot of thermostats nowadays also have scheduling features, so you can schedule the temperature in your home so that when you're away, or they have vacation mode so that when you're away, you can turn the temperature up and you're not cooling a house that no one's actually in. So that can help lower your costs. And then when you're back, you can reset it and get back to your usual level of comfort. But there's a lot of different ways that you can manage the temperature in your home and make it so that you're not paying for air conditioning when you're not actually there.
Dan, while I was researching for our conversation today, I realized that Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware are known as electricity choice states. What is that?
Well, that means that you can choose who provides your energy. So in the case of NRG, you can reach out to NRG and sign up for an energy plan through NRG or any number of other energy companies that are out there. You're able to choose who provides your energy in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. So it really gives customers a lot of freedom to determine where they're getting their energy from and who they're getting it from. So we feel like that is empowering for the consumer, and a lot of people don't know about it. So they see the bill that they get from their utility and think that that's just the way that it has to be. But you can actually call up NRG or any other company in your area and find a competitive rate to power your home.
And how exactly does NRG play into that?
So NRG supplies the power, and it's delivered through your utility. So you're purchasing from NRG where the power is originated, and then it's sent through your utility and delivered by your utility to your home.
So, Dan, I also read that energy prices seems to go up in the summer more than other seasons throughout the year. Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, wow. And I saw also that checking your air vents is important. How does that contribute to using less energy?
Well, just like you would check the lint vent on your dryer, checking the air vents in your home can really help improve the efficiency of your system. So making sure they're in good working order, they're clean. It's a simple process typically to replace the air vents on your system. So really anyone can do it. So making sure they're clean and in good working order can really help improve the efficiency of your system.
I've also read that keeping your air from escaping helps as well. Like, does that work, or is it just a myth?
Oh, no, that definitely works. So just like you might in the wintertime weatherproof your home so that hot air doesn't escape and cold air doesn't come in, you would do the same in the summertime. So making sure the cold air that's cycling through your house doesn't escape through any cracks or leaks that you might have in your home. So checking doorways, checking windows, any cracks that you might have in your the physical structure, the foundation, you might want to fill those in. What you can also do is check the efficiency of your system by scheduling a checkup of your HVAC system. So working with a local HVAC company or something like that, you can have someone come in and they'll assess your system to make sure it's in good working order and make sure it's operating at peak efficiency.
How are LED lights useful as well? Because that's something I haven't heard before when it comes to, lowering energy usage.
LED lights can be really helpful because, one, they're going to lower the amount of energy you're using. They're more efficient than standard incandescent bulbs. They also just don't generate the heat that typical bulbs do. So that can increase the temperature in your home. If you're using outdated bulbs, LED bulbs can really be helpful. A simple way to help reduce the temperature in your home that doesn't cost a whole lot of money and anybody can do.
And what's the difference from an LED bulb to another different type of light bulb?
So an LED bulb is, like I said, not generating the heat that a standard bulb will do, it is generating the light differently than a typical bulb. So you're not getting the same level of heat and energy usage that you would on a standard bulb.
What other tips do you have to keep energy usage to a minimum as we enter another heat wave?
Well, like I said, checking the health of your system can be really helpful. I know from personal experience last summer, we had to replace our HVAC system over 4th of July weekend. It's a sticker shock, and people, I don't think, plan for that quite as much as they probably should. I know I didn't. So it was a real lesson for me that when you're thinking about these larger systems in your home, to really plan ahead and making sure your system's in tip-top shape can really be helpful in planning for those scenarios. So if you know your system is only going to last another 5 years or so or less, it might be a good time to start putting money aside to eventually replace that system. The average system can last about 10 to 12 years before it needs to be replaced. So getting that checkup can be really helpful in just making sure that when the time comes to replace it, you're not blown away by the price, because a new system will cost thousands of dollars. And if you're not ready for it, that can give you a shock.
I'm sure it will. That's so disappointing. I'm so sorry you had to replace that.
It works great now, though.
Well, that's all that matters. And speaking of that, like adjusting your blinds and curtains, is that a myth or is that a fact?
No, yeah, that can really be helpful. I mean, pulling down the blinds during the day can really help lower the temperature of your home. I mean, you can imagine that the sun beating down through your windows all day can really drive up the temperature in your home. And if you're not there, that's going to make your house really kind of uncomfortable when you do get home. So lowering the blinds before you leave in the morning can really be helpful so that when you do get home, your house is comfortable and you're not using as much energy to cool down your home once you do get home. Turning down the thermostat, your system's going to operate, your system's going to operate, it's going to be harder for the system to lower the temperature in your home if it has to do it all once you do get back to the house versus being at a standard temperature throughout the day.
You know, Dan, I also seen in the store these sort of blackout curtains that they say help with keeping the temperatures cool. Do those work as well?
Those work great. Yeah. I mean, those, like I said, can really help reduce the temperature in your home and make sure your system isn't working too hard once you do get home to lower the temperature in your house. So that can be a really helpful way to keep things cool.
I read over on your website, you all over at NRG, you guys suggest using a smart thermostat. What is that?
So a smart thermostat monitors the temperature in your home, and it is a way to really digitize and bring the efficiency of your system up so that you can monitor. Typically, you can monitor it through an app on your phone, which is really handy and helpful, and you can change the temperature from your phone. You can set it so that when you do go on vacation, the temperature in your home is set at a consistent and steady temperature. It really just gives you a lot of tools at your fingertips to manage the energy usage of your home. It'll give you feedback on how much energy you're using on any given day, where you're using the most energy, and just a helpful way to gather more information so that you can make informed decisions about how you're using the energy in your home.
And Dan, when it comes down to you just spoke about going about the smart thermostat thing, those of us who have maybe older models, should we be afraid that those are going extinct now that that smart model is out?
You can still use the older models. It might be worth looking into a smart thermostat, though, so that, you know, you are making the best use of the energy in your home and really helping your bottom line. So making sure that you're not overspending where you don't really need to. I mean, if you can get a smart thermostat installed and lower your energy costs, then that's going to help your wallet and save you some money. And nowadays they've become so accessible that you know, the price point has come down on smart thermostats to a degree where, you know, for a lot of people, they're now more accessible than they maybe were a couple of years ago. So you'll be seeing that more and more, I think, as the technology improves and as more people start to install these in their home.
And if you're just now listening, this is Dan McCunney, a spokesperson with NRG, speaking with us about how to save money on our energy bills during the summertime. What other tips do you have for us, Dan?
So one of the ways that that I like to tell people to help manage the energy usage in their home is really just to like we said, take the simple steps. And first and foremost, in a heat wave, you want to make sure you're safe. So so in older homes, checking on older relatives, neighbors, you know, that's really important. They may not have the information and the knowledge to know what to do to lower the temperature in their home. Even putting in fans can help. I do want to point out fans should be to cool off people and not rooms. So if you do leave a room, turn your fan off.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so fans are great at circulating the air in your home, but they're going to cool you off when you're in the room, and they're not going to do much to cool the room down when you're not in there. So to turn, remember to turn off the fan when you do leave the room. The other thing, if you don't have air conditioning, that you might want to do is to open windows in addition to operating fans. If you have your windows closed, it's really just going to act like a convection oven when you put those fans on, and it's going to circulate hot air around your home and not do much to cool you off. So opening windows, allowing in a cross breeze can really help reduce the temperature of your home and help cool you off, especially for those folks who don't have the benefit of air conditioning. But yeah, making sure your neighbors and friends are cool, especially in these heat waves, they can be really dangerous. And you know, outside of just energy efficiency, we want to make sure that our customers and communities stay safe and have all the tools and tips they need to make it through these heat waves until things start to cool off a little bit.
Thank you so much, Dan, for being with us and sharing all of that insight. And thank you so much for listening to The Spark.